Amen. God is good, isn't it? Let's give the Lord some praise. Just begin to praise the Lord, please. God is so faithful, and he's so true. Amen. Remember Pastor Venable and Sister Venable? Now, Pastor Venable preached this morning. He really preached, didn't he?
Yes.
He brought the word. Hallelujah. Thank God. So keep them in prayer. Hallelujah. Wonderful people in the Lord, people that love God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. The words I speak are spirit and life. Now, the spirit quickeneth or maketh alive. If you live after the flesh, you'll die. Isn't that right? The Bible says, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Isn't that right? So when you walk in the spirit, you're not in the flesh. Isn't that right? And the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit and tells us to live in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And thank God for the word this morning. God admonished us to continue on to follow him, to obey him, to live holy and pure. That's what he's calling for, a holy life. Amen. Now, if you have your Bible, we're going to look at some scripture in 2 Kings. Tonight. 2 Kings chapter 22. You don't mind if I turn this off. Amen. That'll help me. 2 Kings 22. Second Kings 22, verses 1 and 2, and verse 8. Verses 1 and 2 and verse 8. Brother Willie, you read that for us.
Yeah, Josiah, yeah.
Jedidiah, I believe. Verse 8. Hilkiah.
And Hilkiah, the high priest, said unto
Shaphat,
the scribe, I have found the book of the law of the house of the Lord. And
Hilkiah
gave the book to
Shaphat.
And he read it.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the word of God, Lord. Master, cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Lord, have your way tonight, Lord. Speak through the lips of clay, Lord. Just let your divine will be done, Father. God, help us. Speak to us and direct us and encourage our hearts. Lift us up, Lord. Let your divine will be done in this service tonight. In Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen. Now, I'm going to talk about revival tonight. Now, Solomon, God blessed Solomon and gave him wisdom and riches. But Solomon messed up. Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And they turned his heart away from God. Hallelujah. Solomon taxed the people. He put great tax upon the people. And because of that, after the death of Solomon, the kingdoms was divided. And Solomon's son, Rehoboam was Solomon's son. They tried to get together Rehoboam so they could get things together, come back together and be one. But Rehoboam, the older men told Rehoboam to give him some slack, spur him, just work with him. But he wouldn't. He went to the younger men. And they said, no. So Rehoboam told the people, let me just sort of paraphrase this. He told the people, if my daddy was rough on you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. I mean, I'm not gonna give no slack. So he divided the kingdoms. The kingdom of Judah, which is the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, which is the northern kingdom. He divided the kingdoms because of his stubbornness. But God is faithful. Isn't God faithful? Now there were 19 kings. I believe I've got this right. I've studied 19 kings in the northern kingdom, which is Israel. And just about all of them were bad. Didn't much good come out of there. Amen? And there were 20 kings. That's where I can see what I got here. Yeah, there were 20 kings in the southern kingdom. And it said 8 were good and 12 wasn't good. Hallelujah. Now, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. But there was a king younger than that who began to reign, Joash. Joash was a king that was 7 years old when he began to reign. But now, Ahab and Jezebel had a daughter by the name of Athaliah. And she tried her best to wipe out the royal seed. She killed him on one left, which was Joash. And the reason why he got spared is because they hid him in a bed chamber. The nurse hid him in a bed chamber. And they killed her. But she was wicked, you know. But they anointed Joash king at 7 years old. She thought he was dead. But see, God is faithful. God will watch over his people to deliver. Isn't that right? God is above all. Let's remember, God is above all. The devil is a liar and the father of a lie. But God is above all. When Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, he meant every word of it. Isn't that right? Jesus stand behind what he said. We can believe what he said because he's true. He's faithful. He's holy and pure. Amen. So the Lord wouldn't let that royal seed be wiped out. But here Josiah, here Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. I can find these glasses here. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise tonight. God is so faithful, isn't it? God is so faithful. Amen. Verses 1 and 2, 2 Kings 22, verses 1 and 2. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidiah, the daughter of Adiah. What is that? Adiah, or something like that, of Barachash. All right? And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And walked in all the ways of David, his father, and turned not aside to the right hand nor to the left hand. He did the things that pleased God. And it means a lot to do the things that please God. We're living in the end time, and the Lord is coming soon. And look, God's got a people that have made up their mind that they're not going to turn back, but they're going to go forward. They're going to follow the Lord. Isn't that right? They're going to follow on to know the Lord. They're going to stand firm on the Word of God. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. Isn't that right? And we have so much compromising today, but then there are a few that have taken the stand for God and they're not going to turn back. And the devil can't do us no harm. I mean, the devil can hinder us. Isn't that right? But he can't stop us when we got our mind on the Lord. We're following him. And hallelujah. And we're stirred up. We're fired up. And we're ready to go up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God is faithful tonight. God is true. He's honest and just. All right. Now, the son. See, now you know Israel was a hard-headed people, stubborn, stiff-necked, rebellious people, wasn't it? They really were. God would bless them and get them out of something, and they'd get right back into something else. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. But God is love, and he loved them. He loved them. That's the reason why he chose Israel, because they were the fewest of the people. He chose them because he loved them. He didn't choose them because they were the most of the people. He chose them because he loved them. So look, the sun has come up again. The light is shining once in the land. Josiah has come to the throne. He led a movement that resulted in the greatest revival people ever had after David and Solomon. He brought forth a revival there. There's corruption in many organizations today. Immorality, lawlessness abound. Sex, liquor, drugs, filthy magazines, foul pictures, scandals, and riotous reign. And riots reign, all right? This nation is hallelujah. This nation is, if I can read my writing here, well, they're living like, the Bible speaks about the star going back to the wall of the mar, right? That's where they're living today. Amen. They live in that way because they've turned away from God. And when you turn away from God, don't expect to have the blessings of God. And some people that walk any kind of old way and think they can have God's blessings, it's not true. You cannot do that. God is a holy God. Isn't that right? And God expects holiness. He expects holiness. To be holy means to be set apart for the work of God, set apart for God's use, to be holy. Even, you know, back in the temple back in the olden days, the pots and pans were holy because they were used for the work of God. We're holy today because God used us to fulfill his will. Isn't that right? And we ought to go forth and to get souls saved. Well, to be, Jesus said, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God for him, neither shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and beside me, there is no Savior." So if you climb up some other way, you as a thief and a robber, and you can't make it in. Isn't that right? A lot of people are trying to, hallelujah, they're trying to do things their own way, but it won't work. You want to be saved? Follow Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Amen. Let's follow him. Let's continue. Jesus said, "But if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Yes. And you know, in the midst of all of the chaos and confusion and all of the debauchery, God's got a people that's free. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Well, we're free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. We're free in that we don't follow the world. He that is a friend of the world is an enemy to God. Isn't that right? When I say world, I'm talking about the world system. The world have a system. Isn't that right? And the devil is the ruler or the leader of the world system. So therefore, we the children of God say no to the devil. We say yes to God and no to Satan. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. God is so good. So good. Hallelujah. They sung that song tonight, God is so good. And we can't say that enough, can we? We cannot say that enough. And we say that by the lives we live, by living holy and pure. Isn't that right? Being a true witness. And many times you're witnessing and don't have to say a word. Isn't that right? By the life you live. That song said, may the life I live speak for me. May the service I give. Anybody know that song? Something like it. I don't know the rest of it. But it said, when I'm dead and in my grave. And may this life I live speak to me. May this life I live speak for me. The life is going to speak for you. Isn't that right? If you live a Christian, it'll speak for you. If you live a sinner, it'll speak for you. But thank God, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Hallelujah. Why? Thank God. We have eternal home, don't we? We have an eternal home. So therefore, we can praise God. We can honor and magnify him and live holy and pure each day. Amen. Because the world's watching us. Isn't that right? The world is watching us. So let's please the Lord. I want the Lord to smile on me. Hey, did was you able to find that song? All right. We'll get it. We'll get it together. Anybody here know I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God? Nobody know. All right, we'll get it. Hallelujah. Really, I said I want us to sing it, you know, one night here, if it please the Lord, you know, if God permit. All right? The church today is under the blight of apostasy. Isn't that right? My. Turned away from God. People have turned their backs on God. Liberalism controls the organized church. I said the organized church. Now, you hear what I said? There's a brazen denial of the word of God. Even so, in so-called evangelistic circles, the word of God has been lost in the church. Now, we're going to get to that. Let's look at verse 8 of chapter 22 here. Verse 8. Chapter 22 is 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 8, right? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What does it say?
And Hilkiah, the high priest, said unto Shaphan, the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it.
Now he found the book of the law, which is the Pentateuch. First five books of Moses. Penta means five, you know. The Pentateuch. He found the Pentateuch. He found the law, not on a junk pile somewhere, but he found it in the house of the Lord. Isn't that something? The book of the law got lost in the house of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They lost the Bible. They had lost it in the church, but they found the word of God and put it back in their lives. See, the word of God got to be active in our lives. Isn't that right? I mean, just to read the word of God, the Bible said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If you just be a hearer of the word, you deceive yourself. You got to do what it says. Isn't that right? Thank God. You got to put it, you got to put it in practice. You got to put it in shoe leather. You got to walk it out. And that's what God's looking for. Some true blue Christians, if I can use that term. I mean, holy, pure, sanctified, set apart for God's use, ready for God to speak to you and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And when we say that to the Lord, we mean it. Lord, what do you want me to do? God has something for us to do, all right. Amen. He wants us to live up to it. But they found it. The word of God is the only thing we have. Well, we have the word of God is a weapon, and the word is our friend, because Jesus is the word, right? It is God's word that's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. There's no shortcut. There's no shortcut. No easy route. No new method. To revival. Now, revival is personal, isn't that right? It's a personal thing. I mean, God want to give us revival, and revival means to restore to life, health, and vigor. Something's about dead, and God just pumps life, shoots life into it. Thank God. And you might get up, my God, and stir it up for God. Hallelujah. And live a holy life. All right. Glory be to God. There is no shortcut. We have a flood of books today on Christian experience. You can go to a bookstore, you can find all kind of books, can't you? About Christian life, and do this and do that. My, do this and do that. But we need to get back to the Word of God. Get back in the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Search the Word of God. Obey the Word of God. Isn't that right? And then we'll see people saved, because it'll be living in us. We'll be fired up and stirred up. And people will get saved. And that's what God's calling for. Hallelujah. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Why? Why were they called Christians at Antioch? Because they followed Jesus, didn't they? They followed him. They obeyed him. They did what he did. The people saw Jesus walking, and after he died and went to heaven, the disciples, Peter, James, John, Andrew, the apostle, and the Christians that got saved, you know, because they preached the word and people got saved, didn't they? On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the word, and about 3,000 souls came in. Isn't that right? About 3,000 got saved on the day of Pentecost. And then after that, I think it's around 5,000 in another place. But people got saved and full of the Holy Ghost and lived holy and pure. But a lot of them suffered for it, didn't they? A lot of them died for the faith. But that's all right. They're with the Lord now. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Thank God. And if they can live and die for it, we can live. We should be able to live for God, shouldn't we? We should be able to live our faith out, live it out. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes, unto the Jew first and also to the Greek. You see, Jesus came unto his own, the Jewish people, and they received him not. But as men as received them, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Isn't that right? He gave them power to become his sons, his children, his people, his heirs. Thank God. Like Pastor Benjamin was saying, we got hope, haven't we? We've got hope. Thank God in the midst of all of this nastiness, we've got hope. We've got hope. And the Bible says, hope make you not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. That's the reason why sometimes we can get loud. Isn't that right? Amen. Thank God. It's because we've got hope. We've got joy. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, joy might be full. Might be full of the joy of the Lord. Thank God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. You that are young, serve God while you're young. Do everything you can while you're young, because as you get older, things are not going to be so easy. Isn't that right? I'm telling you, man. Listen to your knees. My God. Sometimes you have trouble, as I do. And not only me, a lot of us, as we get older, have trouble with our knees. Not only knees, but other things too. But I'm saying, while you're young, the Bible says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Before the evil days come, now for when you should say, I have no pleasure in them. And they're coming. Isn't that right? But live holy every day while you're young. You know, stand up for the Lord. Live pure. Thank God. Let somebody see Jesus in you. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. God is good, saints. God is good. Glory be to God. Now, they went back to the Word of God. We don't need so-and-so's book. We need the Bible. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. We need to get back to the Word of God. That'll keep us straight. That'll keep us on the straight and narrow. How many churches today really rest upon the Word of God and preach it? and tell it like it is. Although there are still many, it's many ministers that's preaching the word, but a lot of them are not. A lot of them have compromised, afraid to tell the truth, afraid. Some of them afraid because it looks as if I tell the truth, I'm not going to be able to live in my house, this big house here. They'll cut my salary. Hallelujah. Sometimes the deacon said to the preacher, say you heard what you preached, but you heard Sister, well, I'm just going to use the name Sister Suki, all right? So you need to go and apologize. Can't apologize when you're a true minister. You're not going to apologize, but for telling the truth, isn't that right? I mean, if you get to acting silly and hurt somebody, then you need to apologize, isn't that right? But when you live in holy and pure and you tell the people the truth, you got to leave it with them, isn't that right? That if you're upset, you want to see, you go talk to God about that. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to stand for the Lord more than I ever have. And I really thank God for Pastor Venable. My God, and Sister Venable. They're strong people in the Lord. And we're here to work with them. And you saints, we're working together. We're workers together with him. Isn't that right? Amen. We're laborers together with him. Amen. We're laboring for God. Hallelujah. All right. Glory be to God. Let me see what else I've got here. Returning to the Bible. All right. Now, look at now see, the book was read to the king. The book was read to the king, and look at verse 7. No, let's see. Verse 11. Look what he did when they found the book. And he went and he read it to Josiah. Verse 11. He rent his clothes. Hallelujah. He repented. This man repented. The reading of the word of God brought repentance. When the king heard the word of God, he tore his clothes as an expression of deep emotion. Because the word of God revealed their sins. Without the word of God, they did not realize how far they had strayed from God's law. A return to the word of God. Hallelujah. That's one of the things that's going to bring revival. We've got to return to the word of God. Turn to prayer. Turn to the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's not like some of these little old groups. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. They said they're having revival. Amen. Revival is more than just preaching two or three nights. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christians who... I got something I want to bring out here before I finish here. All right, yeah. It was a Christian. And he was in a church. And he stood for a certain group there of officers. And he told them, listen to this now. What this church needs is for this group of officers to get on their faces before God and repent. They got rid of him. They got him out of there. Said, no, look, we don't need nobody telling us to repent. That's right. They got rid of him. Hallelujah. And when you tell it like it is, you're going to get some flack. Isn't that right? When you tell it like it is, a lot of people don't want God. They don't want to live right. And they're not going to live right. Like Pastor Ben brought out this morning about Jeremiah. He preached the word of God. He was highly rejected. But he told him, like, he had to tell him the truth. They put him in that dungeon, but God got him out, didn't he? But he put him down in there for telling the truth. Thank God we're living in the end time, and many things are happening. Over here in America, we're still blessed. We're free, and we can tell the truth and live right. We need to do everything we can, saints of God, to upbuild the kingdom of God. Isn't that right? We do. They didn't want that man around. If we would really come to the word of God, it would bring conviction. There would be weeping and rending of clothes and a real revival. My. Yes, I ask God to really help me. I really want to be. I ask God to help me. I said, Lord, help me to weep over the things I should weep over and rejoice over the things I should rejoice over. Amen? I'm in a broken spirit. Contrary to having a broken spirit. Be able to weep when I should weep. Thank God, weep for souls. We need to weep for souls because a lot of people are on their way to hell. Isn't that right? A lot of people are lost. And a lot of them are lost and don't know it. So we need to ask God as we go about each day that we hear his voice, that we follow him, that we obey him, that we'll be true witnesses for him. Amen. And we'll see souls getting saved. Hallelujah. We'll see souls getting saved. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And that you found it in Proverbs two different times. So God wanted people to really see that and understand, didn't he? He really did, because the time is short. And we need to get up and be up and about our Father's business. The time is now. Amen. Let's look at, this will be the last scripture, Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Yes. You hear what he's saying? God's talking to Joshua. Said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But what?
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Stop right there. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Meditation is a lost art for a lot of people. To meditate. Somebody said meditation, they used an illustration. So meditation is about like a cow chewing his cud. Say, he get out there and eat that green grass in the morning, you know, and he eat, and he go over and lay down. And he lay down and he bring it back up and start chewing some more. Say a cow's got several compartments to its stomach. See, so to meditate means to think deeply, right? To somebody give me a definition of meditation. Come on, what does meditation mean? What does it mean to meditate? Come on. Talk to me. To think deeply? To what? Think about it? Come on. You have to have me preach sometime, you know, right? Amen. Glory. Boy. Hallelujah. Hosanna to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. Come on, you students. Tell me something. What's meditation? Give me a definition of meditation. My big brother, to ponder, what you say, sister? All right, good. Contemplation, ponder. Huh? All right, amen. So this is what God said to Joshua, and God wants us to do this, saints of God, doesn't he? Amen. Thou shalt do what? Meditate therein day and night. Day and night. Read.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Go ahead. See what he said? Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Uh-huh.
And then thou shalt have good success.
You see what God said to Joshua? I believe same thing happened to us. If we do what the Word of God said, we need to take the Word of God to heart. Isn't that right? Take it to heart. Receive it. Obey it. Meditate upon it. My. And we'll be blessed, and we'll be able to bless somebody else. See, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, God doesn't bless me and you just to sit up, you know, sit around just to be blessed. He blessed us to bless somebody else, to help somebody else, to strengthen somebody else, to encourage somebody else, help somebody else get free from bondage. Free from bondage. Hallelujah. None of God's people need to be in bondage. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. What does it mean to be free? What does it mean to be free? Free, not in bondage. Give me a definition for freedom. Not in bondage. Come on, some of you students. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Whom the Son set free is free. We're free tonight, aren't we? We're free, thank God, because God has set us free from the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. Isn't that right? See, our lives are different from the world. Amen. He that is a friend of the world is the enemy to God. Hallelujah. You can stand to your feet and let's pray. The will of God. Pray for my sweetheart and I. Pray for my wife, my sweetheart, that God will heal her leg. And because she's such a go-getter, it's hard to hold her down. I'm telling you, she's a go-getter. Yeah, can't. If I could hog tie for a few days, I can't do that. But pray for us that we will. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know, God, the Lord said serve the Lord with gladness, didn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. We're not sad sacks, are we? No. We are joyful people, happy people, knowing the joyful sound.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's talk to the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight for your love and your mercy, for your grace, Lord. God, just have your way in our lives. Lord, stir us up to pray. To seek your face, move for the hungry and thirsty, to add to the church daily, such as should be saved. Bless Pastor Venable, Lord, and Sister Venable. Strengthen them, encourage them, help them, Lord, deliver them. Meet their needs in every way, Lord. Keep them by the power of God. Use them, Lord God, to bring glory to your name, Lord. Bless your people here and everywhere. Move for your people, Lord God. Set us free, Lord God, from everything that's not like. Help us to walk in love and to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. Use us, Father, to bring glory to your name daily, Lord God. Continuing in your word, keeping our minds stayed upon you, Lord, that you keep us in perfect peace. Have your way in us, Lord. Use us as we go from this place, Lord God. Help us to let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father, which is in heaven. Thank you for all things, Lord. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for peace, Master. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
God is so good, isn't he?